Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Needs Garlic. Hope you're having a good afternoon. Whatever you're going through in life today. Wow. I'm very proud of you for getting that.
See, it was Hero that was fucking me up the whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it was Hero. You're probably wondering where Hero is right now. He is currently sick, and I made him not come because I didn't want anyone to get infected, even though sickness is slowly following me, and I'm really scared. I don't want to die. So that's why he's not here. But he is here in spirit. Sometimes I can just feel him like rub against me, you know, with his long, sorry for the kids.
Around your neck.
Yeah. But, that's why he's not here. But if you notice, we are changing things up a bit with not only our setup, but with our mics. Tweety was doing research and, we were like, let's try something different. Let's try getting the table out of the way and be more open. Be like, open ourselves more, up to you.
more welcoming vibes.
Yeah. So thank you, Tweety, for doing research on these mics. And
Link them.
link in the bio for all these.
First time I get to say that.
But with Hero missing, it is a different setup. And whenever he does return, hopefully next week, it's going to look a little bit different. But that's okay because that's what we are. We are adaptable. We are Jerryful, and what better way to live life than by needing some garlic? So I'm really excited about that in our next journey.
We're slowly working our way up to the perfect amount of garlic.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of perfect amount of garlic, we have Kathy's Kitchen Taro Smoothies for the drink of the day. Yeah. It's really good. If you haven't been to Kathy's Kitchen, it's on Strawberry.
For the local people.
For the local people. If you're from Kingsville, New York, buy a ticket, come over here and try Kathy's Kitchen Taro Smoothie.
They got pretty good food there too. So.
Refreshing. But anyways, so right now we are recording our episode on a Monday. A Monday that happens to follow a very tragic day of when the 49ers got defeated by the Kansas City Chiefs. Back-to-back champs, by the way, now. That hasn't happened since Tom Brady with the Patriots a generation ago, according to the commentators. 20 years. It was an interesting game. Obviously, whenever you have a low-scoring game in the first half, you obviously think that both teams just suck
almost
ass.
Like, but to the third quarter, pretty much.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was a very defensive game, and, you know, I kind of wish the Niners performed more well.
Better?
Better? No. Whatever. Just the better. You know what? Yeah. I wish they would have performed better. Obviously, you've seen them all year. Like, they've been dominating. And the Chiefs have, too. Don't get me wrong. All the Swifties out there have given them a lot of power. But, no, yeah, I mean, they've been, you know, scoring a lot. I know in the postseason in general, you know, they've been struggling a lot in a sense of, like, they've been falling behind. And miraculously, they've been, like, boom, they come back from, like, the greatest comeback of all. And whenever any team plays the Chiefs, except for the Raiders, good job, by the way, Raiders, you can't relax ever. Because even if you're beating the Chiefs at the half or even in the first quarter or whatever, they always find a way to come back, and it pisses me off that they're so good. That the next dynasty, not the Patriots, but what'd you think of the game before I continue with the whole spiel?
I mean, overall, at least I was glad it wasn't a boring game. Right. Unlike that one, the Broncos and the Seahawks, right?
Oh, gosh.
That was so horrible. Yeah. We were rooting for the 49ers.
My hero. Hero was a Swiftie. So.
Hero's a Swiftie, so die hard. And I was disappointed that they lost. And I just, like, especially, same thing happened with the Ravens. It's like, they don't use their weapons, like, that have been working.
Yep.
And I don't know if it's just because they think, like, oh, we've been doing this all regular season, like, it's too predictable now or something like that, but when your other, like, alternative plan isn't working, like, you should go back to what you're good at.
Go back to it, exactly. And going back to the Ravens, I never understood how they played that bad. You know, they're the first seed, they had the first round bye, perfectly fine.
probably the best team in the AFC in the regular season.
Exactly. And when they played the Texans, obviously we're Texans fans, they played like as if they were like an all-pro team. They had every answer to a big... I mean, Texans, yes, they are a rebuilding team. They're a young team, and I get that. And so I know people are like, oh, well, it's because they're new. That's why they dominated. But regardless, the whole season, they knew they had the weapons, like Tweety said. They had the receivers. They had the running back. They had the quarterback running back. They had all of this. They have all of it, and they showed it really well against Texans. But when it came down to the Chiefs, it was like, where the fuck did that go? And the Chiefs should not have been in the Super Bowl this year, in my opinion. But it's hard to defend that when the teams that they've played in the past or even in the playoffs, they don't show up.
Yeah, they're making mistakes. And
going back to the Niners, it was the defense overall all game, beautiful game. The defense stepped up from the beginning.
And it's the offense that doesn't do anything. Mm-hmm.
And that's what pisses me off. Especially when you know the team themselves have one of the best offenses in the world. Okay, not in the world. You know what I mean? And they had the weapons there. I mean, they had Debo, they had Ayuk, they had all that stuff. That Christian McCaffrey, they didn't even use him at all. Rarely. He was the only touchdown. Oh, no. One of the two touchdowns. But again, like, you can't change up things because it's a Super Bowl. And then they went back to it in the fourth quarter, and that's a little bit too late. They used McCaffrey a lot more. They were able to get points on the board. But where was that in the second quarter, the first quarter, the third quarter? And
the missed field goal.
And then, no, it was a
PAT. Oh, the blocked field goal.
It was a PAT.
Oh, PAT.
Yeah. So, I mean, and even today at work, people are like, oh, if he would have made that, it would have been they would have won. But it's just so hard to tell if they would have won because, I mean, right now, I mean, during that moment in the fourth quarter, they had the mindset of tying it at least. So they weren't scared. Mm-hmm. I feel like if they were down by one after a field goal, they would have been like, no, like, let's go for a touchdown. And I feel like they would have gotten it. So, I mean, I don't know. Overall, it was a game I wish would have turned out differently. Overall, I guess, congrats to the Swifties and the Chiefs and the Niners. You know, Brock Purdy is still younger than us. He still has a little bit. It's only his second full playoff run and Super Bowl, so it's not that bad. Yeah. Because he got hurt in the conference, I believe, right? In the conference game. And so he couldn't finish that out. And then obviously they didn't make Super Bowl. And this year he went all the way. And so, I mean, at least the Niners won the NFC South. I mean, the South. The NFC division or whatever you want to call it. Let's hope for the best. Right now on camera and podcast audio, predictions based off of this year. Oh, you haven't been really paying attention to coaches and all the players, right? That have been moving around.
Not really.
Okay, well, who would you want to be in Super Bowl next year, realistically? It's in New Orleans, by the way.
Basically anybody besides the fucking Chiefs. But honestly, like, I know they want to call them the dynasty, but I think they're going to be really struggling, especially after this free agency. They're going to lose, I know for sure, like, two good key parts of their defenders.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have the money, then they don't have the money. Like, those players are going to go.
Well, I mean, the thing about Patrick Mahomes, too, is that yesterday in the game, that they've shown that he's been taking pay cuts. He's been taking the page from the Tom Brady book. So, I mean, if they don't have the money.
Well, wasn't he like for 10 years?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
It was for like 10 years, like 100 million.
Damn.
Every year.
Well, then, never mind. I don't know. But I mean, I'm pretty sure, even though you're in contract, I think you can still negotiate to lower your earnings. Mm-hmm. I just think a contract overall, you're just binded by those 10 years. I think you could always alter the money.
Mm, maybe.
I don't know about more money, but I'm pretty sure they're going to be like, you want less money? Say less. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like I said, Tom Brady has always been offered a lot of stuff, and then he's been taking pay cuts. I mean, so.
Yeah. And, I mean, Kelsey's getting old, too. I know he says he has more in his tank, but, you know, people always, like, think they can do more than what they can actually, or things change.
Yeah, like Euro. No, I was kidding.
Oh, yeah.
With his knee incident.
He thought he could go bowling more often, and then.
He thought he'd go bowling once a week, and now he can't even.
And it blew up.
Wipe his ass. No, I was kidding. With the wipey. But, yeah, Overall, it was a good game. You know, nothing boring. It was always like I was nervous, I was stressed, and to me, that's a good game. I don't want to be there and, you know, be upset that it's boring or nothing's going on and this and that.
Or, you know, be able to call it early. Yeah. At least it was like to the very end.
Exactly. And past the end because overtime, oh, yeah. You know. So, games like that, whether your team wins or lose, it was a good game. And I can't take away that fact. But another.
A little violent.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah,
but it's a little bit feisty.
It's okay. It happens. It happens. But kind of like stepping away from the whole NFL Niners, Chiefs, whole thing. I know last week or even like a few days ago, I don't want to say it was a full week, but, it was last week. Okay. Well, there have been some leaks of information, some talks, some chisme, with coffee and tea time. Taro milk tea time. And, I remember they're like, chai tea, like you're saying TT. Anyways, so there's been like rumors and leaks or talks. I keep saying leaks, about Microsoft, Xbox changing a lot of their things. And honestly, people are thinking it's for the worst. And a lot of people are saying like Xbox is going to be done, no more consoles and all that stuff. And, how would you, I'll start off with you, like how would you, or what's your opinion on that, like what is going to go on and all that jazz?
Well, I mean, I think it's looking like there's not going to be the end of Xbox, so I think that's going to be a good thing,
right?
That was the one thing I was afraid about, because it's like, I mean, starting out I was like PlayStation kid, so. But most of them were donated, so it was not like I bought them with my own money.
Right.
Like that. And donated as in like
a gift.
My older cousin, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Gave us his old PlayStation 2, so that's what we used. But ever since then, like I've been pretty like loyal to Xbox. I have multiple consoles, so.
I have a tattoo of Xbox.
I have a 360, I have a Switch, I have a 1X. PS4 and PlayStation 2.
Dang, someone's fucking rich.
And then like a couple of handhelds, so Game Boy and DS.
DSi? No.
But so like, nah, I didn't. This was like,
you weren't that cool.
No, yeah.
You were lame.
By that time, I couldn't buy it. So.
Well, what a fucking dumb. No, I was kidding.
What a fucking broke bitch. And but
me and debt.
So like, but I had the Sony's because of the exclusives.
Right.
But I've always preferred Xbox.
Right.
Personal opinion, but I feel like a lot of people agree. I think it's keep just like slide, a yeah. Well, they had like the better online. I know PlayStation had it first, but I always liked Xbox Live more than like PlayStation, whatever right. their equivalent was.
Mm-hmm.
And the controllers. The controller perfect. 360 controller. I'm still getting used to the setup, so
yeah, it's okay.
I don't know what it can and cannot do. But yeah, I was gonna say that the iconic controller, 360 controller. Also, you had like 50 of them. They were like all different colors.
They were chrome, and I
the Chrome series throwback.
Yeah. Good time, but good times.
Yeah, and so like I spent most of my life on an Xbox, and so to see it go, it'd be like pretty devastating.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't know if I'll go to say like they're betraying us or whatever, like some people are, but it kind of feels like it kind of hurts. Like,
yeah,
I mean, we've stuck by them, and then like if for them to just like want to give up on it.
Yeah.
Especially like since it's such a big ass fucking company, like, and you know, Xbox is not even like majority of what they're bringing in.
Yeah.
I know it's kind of maybe not the smartest thing to do, but even if they take a loss on Xbox, like they're gonna be fine.
Yeah,
like everybody else uses Microsoft other shit, so
yeah, like the laptop, tablets, all that jazz.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the end of the day, like, well, going off of what Judy said, like I had multiple. No, I was kidding. I'm trying to brag again. No, but like I, you know, growing up when I was little, I didn't know anything about games, right? So you know, I had everything from the 64 NES to like the PlayStation to the GameCube, you know, all that stuff growing up. And it wasn't until I actually reunited with Tweety about like the Xbox. He was like, oh, you should get the Xbox. I have it. And of course, I wanted to be cool and, you know, play games too.
I was like, oh, back then, now it's pretty standard. Like, right. You could have crossplay, but
right.
Back then, if your friends didn't have the same system, mm-hmm. then like you couldn't play with them. So I actually remember that. Like, I was trying to convince you to get an Xbox also.
Yep. And you know, I'm 360 and I had the Xbox One. I have the Xbox One X currently. But yeah, like overall, like I've had PlayStation 2. I had the 1, the 2. Did I have the 3? I'm not sure. I think Eric did, my brother. But overall, like I've the main categories of PlayStation and Xbox, because Nintendo is on their own. They don't care about the competition. They're on their own. Yeah. They have their.
I always consider them like separate. It's always been like. Because they were
they're fine on their own, and they have no one can compete with Nintendo because they're just so overpowered.
It's like they focus on themselves and that's it. So
like how you should,
and nobody
advice of the day.
It's like nobody's like saying, "Oh, the Switch is fucking better than whatever." It kind of has its own place.
They're balling. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, true.
But even
there was a little like people were saying like, "Oh, Microsoft should buy Nintendo." That'd be crazy.
No,
it'd be crazy.
They can't afford it.
I think they could.
Well, they're out of business. No, I was kidding.
Oh, shit.
But no, like immediately, like
Master Chief
right off the bat, that's what won me over was Master Chief and Halo. That was the first like official game that I got for the Xbox. I had 3 first, and then I backtracked and caught up and everything. But overall, I had no problem like sticking with Xbox and loving it. And even in high school, middle school, they're like, "What'd you play?" And I'm like, "Xbox." I'm like, "Oh, you're fucking slick. Like, you're fucking gay." But, you know, like it was a thing, and you know, I never had a problem with Xbox. You know, I've always enjoyed it. Like he said, I had all the Chrome. Well, not all of them, but majority of the Chrome controllers. I had like the blue, gray, purple.
I think you were pretty close to finishing all of them. I think you were
missing. I was missing maybe. Red. I was missing red and gold because you had those two.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, I don't know, whatever. But yeah, I think for me, and especially now, like there was a moment where like in high school, even in college for a bit, I would play, you know, me and Hero and even his brother, we would play Grand Theft Auto, and even we're in the same room. But I would still play, but I competitively or like actively, I stopped a long time ago. And it wasn't until recently, because back then, you know, I played Assassin's Creed, and, you know, Tweety had told me that like they basically restarted the whole like Assassin's Creed universe in a way. And
kind of like revamped.
Yeah, like a reboot, but not really a reboot. And you know, he got me playing that because there's now 4 games from the new series, whatever you want to call it. And I've been loving it, and it just reminded me of how much I love playing games. Not really like multiplayer online, but like just like explore the world, open world, on your own.
Yeah.
And then to find out that like, you know, I don't own anything from Microsoft like that, but the fact that like these talks about like Xbox ending and stuff like that, you know, made me wonder like, dang, like, you know, let me look more into this. And so apparently, you know, I was talking to Tweety earlier, there is going to be an announcement this week. So I don't know when that's going to be. I don't know if it's going to happen this week. I don't know if it'll come out before this episode comes out. So I mean, you never know. Microsoft, they're doing like a business meeting, so it could be like just, hey, this is going to happen. There's not going to be no expo.
The Taco Bell event.
Yeah. So, I mean, we never know what's going to happen. But as of right now, Monday, 2/12/24, from what I understand is like the biggest thing was that Xbox wasn't going to be making any more consoles. And as of right now, it seems as though, from what I've heard and read, that there is at least one more coming out. I keep forgetting what they're going to call it, you know, but it's going to be
the 720. The 720 is,
oh shit,
it's supposed to be from a long time ago.
Yeah, but it's going to be all digital, supposedly, so no more physical games. I feel like they're going to, you know, stick with the Game Pass too a little bit. If it's going to be all digital, I feel like they are going to increase the Game Pass price. But you're still going to have access to all those games that, you know, before. Because they got rid of like live low key. Not like got rid of it, but like it's not really a thing anymore. Like because, it. You know, Game Pass, you can play all these games and you'll play online. So I remember you used to buy it the 3-month, 1-month, or a year. Yeah. But I don't know. I know PS5 has done that. They made a regular one and a digital one. And me personally, like, I know back then I wanted to collect all the games, like physical copies. But now that I'm older, almost 30, by the way, I just find it more convenient to just go on the app to the Microsoft Store. And
yeah.
And like, yeah, I get it. Like, even like with Assassin's Creed and other games, and Madden, like, if you go to Walmart or Target, it's cheaper to buy it in person and stuff like that. And
sometimes.
And then, but like to go to the store and still to go buy it. And sometimes when you wait long enough, it's on sale on the Microsoft Store anyways, or on Game Pass for free. Well, not for free, but for the membership. And so I just find it, I'm paying one price every month for all the games, and it's just conveniently there. I can just, you know, get the pass, download the game, play it on a solid, boom, real quick.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree, but I mean, you know what? I've collected like a bunch of different games. So I have like most, if not all of the Call of Duties already. Mm-hmm. Already. And I have all the Assassin's Creed on physical copy. Batman, what else?
You said COD, right?
Yeah.
Creed?
COD, Creed, Batman, Halo. I have all the Halos. Physical disc.
I never bought the physical copy of Halo 2, by the way.
Missing out. Well, I mean, you should be fine with the Master Chief Collection.
Yeah.
It's already on there.
Same thing, but whatever. That's the actual game, though, I didn't ever.
Yeah, for me to... but, like, that's part of, like, the fun of it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Is to have, like, these physical copies that I can show off. You know, people, like, have built, like, these giant libraries in their offices and stuff like that, but it's not just so that you can use them. It's also just like show people, whatever, show it off or whatever.
Yeah. But look what I bought. Look at my collection, nerd. I don't know. Yeah, I get you though.
But the convenience of just having like the digital game on there and just loading it up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I think if there was a way to like combine them, like then I wouldn't care. But
no, you care a little bit, regardless. I think. Regardless.
Yeah. But I mean, that's mainly the only thing. That's like the only thing that sucks about physical discs is having to, you know, switch them out all the time
and take care of them.
But they pretty much solved that problem with the Blu-ray like technology. So, like, we really don't have to worry about scratches that much, especially on the older stuff. Like, yeah, you do.
But, yeah, I remember the old, like, good old days.
But I mean, it's not that hard to take care of your stuff. And then
that's what she said. That's good.
And yeah, I think if there was a way for them to just like, all right, you have the disc, download it, because you have to download it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Which was always kind of like dumb to me that you have to download the game for it to run smoothly, and then you always have to have the disc in there. Like, well, the game's fucking downloaded on there. Like, why do I have to keep having it in there? And oh.
What? You make it.
You're being fucking dirty.
That is my name. Dirty Oscar. No, I was kidding. Dirty Bubble.
Dirty Bubble. But, yeah, I was going to say. So, basically, the problem with that is that they don't want people to, like, swap in discs and then they just have free copies of the game.
Yeah.
So, I think if there's a way for them to just get rid of that, so, like, you register it. And so that physical copy is like always tied to you or to your account, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That would make it a lot easier to do. But I mean, I guess I could manage with it just being a digital only console, but
yeah,
it's going to suck for me. Like, I mean, I'm probably never going to sell them now. Well, especially if they move to digital only.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just going to keep my fucking 1X and then just always have that. But, yeah, I mean, I'll just miss another fucking console again because they just come out with another one before I can buy it.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. Like, are we always going to have that problem of, like, well, we might not have that problem if this is the last ones that are going to be built or made. But another thing that they were talking about was, I guess, the exclusivity. I can't even say the word, but the exclusive games. The biggest problem that people were like worried about was all the exclusives were going to go straight to multi-platforms, such as the PlayStation 5, the Nintendo Switch, and a lot of people were upset about that. But you know, from what I was watching and hearing is that it's already happening. Like, especially with like Minecraft and I think Sea of Thieves too. I mean, they've been exclusives for Xbox for like a long, long, long time. I'm talking about like 5 years plus, you know? And when you think about it, it's like me personally, I wouldn't mind if Xbox like had the exclusives and they had the promotions, you know, they got the money from it. They have like the fame and, you know, fame and fortune basically. And, you know, let that marinate, let that, you know, be a thing for a while. And then after it dies down, like, who cares if it goes on PlayStation or if it goes on Xbox, mm-hmm. on the Switch. Like, you know, these, I think overall, like, I understand that there's reasons that they're exclusives. But at the same time, like, if you want to make money, because if you think about it, you're also supporting the company that made the game, right? So if you share it to different platforms and, you know, maybe you get more money out of it. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, I would be okay with the multi-platform situation is if, let's say like Halo 6 comes out, you know, the final trilogy or the second trilogy, I would like to say, comes out, and then for Xbox only, day one, Game Pass, whatever, the Xbox has it. And what that would mean is like people would have to buy the new console, for example, because it's exclusive to the new console too. People buy it and then let it marinate, get that money. After a while, don't even like make Halo 6 like only Xbox. I mean, don't make it multi-platform yet. Mm. Start releasing Halo 1, Halo 2. Then get the money off of those games. And yeah, eventually, you're building your way up to 6 and boom. Like, mm-hmm. Now it's everywhere. Xbox already made money off of that game plus the previous 5. Easy. Okay, you can play it now. We're done with it. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, to me, that's how it would work. Give it to us first, the Xbox customer, player, console owner. And then after a while, like, boom, like, you know, let's just give it to them and let them enjoy. I don't see any problem with that, honestly. But I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, it's Master Chief. He's only supposed to be on Xbox and Microsoft. I'm like, okay, well, at the end of the day, like look at Halo 1. Is it making money? No.
Oh, like most people already have it already.
Yeah, exactly. And look at Halo 2, 3, 4, 5 being the weakest Halo game. Like, yeah, they're exclusives, but maybe if you want to make more money off of it, let other people buy it. You know, let PlayStation customers buy it, Nintendo players buy it. And, I mean, Will it suck that like now like it's not gonna be Xbox only? Yeah, of course. But I mean, if you want to make money, that's the way to do it. Like, that's just something that makes sense to me. But what do I know?
I think the only thing that it's like, well, it's already like hurting because of the sales. Mm-hmm. Sales already like worse than PlayStation 5, which I mean, I think it's a little unwarranted. I think. Honestly, I think the 5 wasn't that much of a better console than Series X.
No, because they both have similar problems because they're rushing the shit out of all of them. But
yeah.
Whatever, I don't know.
And then the fucking pandemic, so.
Yeah.
I think the problem is that it gives people less reason to get an Xbox. Like you said, a time exclusive would help with that. But I think we should take that a step further. I think we need like some.
Put out the butt. I was kidding.
I think we need some, like, what is it, good faith from Sony. At least, I know Nintendo's, like, willing to play ball. It's Sony that's, like...
Yeah, they're the ones like with the problem.
More combative with it.
They're more, like, protective for no reason either.
Like, yeah, honestly...
Even with films, by the way, but different story for a different time.
They make, I mean...
Spider-Man.
They have their, like, the good things about them. So they gotta like make good TVs, make good like audios,
right.
Devices, good cameras. One day we'll upgrade, but don't cancel us.
All right, they were like, "Oh really? Miss Garland." Yeah.
But I just think their attitude over it is like it sucks. It really sucks because Well, pretty recently they had like that lawsuit with them because Xbox was planning on buying Activision.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, went through this whole fucking big deal, took them to court and all this shit because they were like, oh, they're buying like too much of the market. They're going to be like affecting our sales. First of all, you're fucking winning right now.
Yeah. You're in the league. Your sales are better. Every other way. Yeah, yeah.
And I just think it was fucking dumb that, you know, they were bitching, moaning, crying about all this shit. Like, isn't this what you did like already?
Yeah.
Like, you were buying all these little companies, little developers, whatever, so that they can make games for you. And then you put that exclusivity around it. So, like, all these studios are just going to make games for us, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like without them willing to say, hey, you know, there's only, like, 5 games that I care about PlayStation right now. God of War. Horizon. Horizon's pretty good. I haven't played the first one. I haven't finished it yet.
I've heard good things.
I really like it. It's a pretty interesting premise. But
premise.
So, Spider-Man.
Obviously. All of them. Well, not all of them, but you know what I mean. Yeah.
What else? I guess you could consider Miles Morales a different, but Spider-Man games.
Spider-Man games.
Insomniac.
What do you mean those games? I was going to get Miles Morales. Spyro? Spyro.
Well, they're already like multi-platform now.
Right, you're right. See, they're multi-platform.
Technically, Xbox owns them.
Oh, you're right. Well, you're right.
At least Crash Bandicoot. I'm not sure about Spyro.
What you said they do to make it a little better.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about the new game, but I love Ratchet & Clank.
Oh, dude, yeah.
That shit was fucking badass. One of my favorite games of all time.
Fire.
That's going to be my next project. Like, working on collecting the old ones. But they tried to reboot it, and I was like, I'm not sure about that.
I didn't wear boots.
Yeah. Last of Us would be a good one.
Oh, yeah. I actually watched gameplay on that one. It was really good. Spoiler alert, everybody dies.
No, I know these are like your best sellers, but it's literally the only reason I have a PlayStation 4 for.
4-4.
4-4. 4-4. Uncharted. That's another one.
I actually played the first one. You proud of me?
Uncharted?
Yeah. Oh, what about Tomb Raider? Is that exclusively? No, no, I bought
you Tomb Raider.
Right? You want to hear a secret?
You haven't played it.
I haven't played it. Yeah. I haven't. Well, okay. Before, okay. Hear me out. I went through a phase with Lara Croft. That tells you enough. Yeah. And I decided to buy the games.
As every man.
Yeah. I decided to buy the games. It was whenever that movie came out too. Not with Jolie, with the other bitch. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm canceled.
Her name. We'll put her name down.
Yeah, she's right here. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean like that. But yeah, whenever that movie came out, I was like, oh, I want to fucking play these games. So then I bought the first two, and I had already known that they were going to release the third one, but I had bought the, it was like whenever they announced it, like, oh, next year will come out. So I had bought, I don't even think I finished the second one though. No, I did. Cause like I am now with Creed, I'm just like doing my best to get through it, but still play a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had bought me the third game and I have yet to play it. But yeah, I went through a phase. Right now I'm playing Odyssey. For a very good reason, two reasons. But I mean, it, overall, sorry, what? Why are we going? Because of Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider
exclusives. That
sorry, I get excited about these things, you know, like
because it's like, I mean, like you said, that PlayStation's already made their money off of Spider-Man 1,
right?
Like, this would be a good way for them to earn more money
and give it to Xbox or Microsoft, my opinion.
But yeah, I would like to see that. I would like them to make it public. So that people can see, like, all right, Sony's being a fucking dick right now.
I agree. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, and
also that bullshit with the fucking Avengers game.
Well, that game kind of sucks. So, I mean,
not that it sucks. It's the fact that they were like, oh, Xbox can't play with Spider-Man on the fucking Avengers game.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was so fucking dumb. First of all, like,
well, the version on the game, Spider-Man kind of stuck ass anyway, so I don't want to play with him anyways.
I was never going to buy it because it looked kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Idea was pretty cool, but they didn't like follow through with it.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, holding on to like the character, even though a game that's not like one that you made, it was just like, it was made for all platforms, and they're going to be like, oh, no, they can't play with Spider-Man. What a douche, like.
It's because, like...
And then you're going to make shitty movies.
At the end of the day...
Like, you're going to drag his name through the mud.
Yeah, like, Spider-Man is... I mean, I get it. It's like a, it's like this trophy that you won a long time ago. But it does get annoying that, like, you keep bragging and showing off the trophy. Like, we already get it. Like, you're not cool that you have Spider-Man. Like, at this point, like, I don't really care if Sony still has him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I think I came to terms of, like, I know that we're never going to get him fully for Disney, fully for Xbox, whatever, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And...
One of the blessings.
But if you think about it...
The blessings of the MCU, but that was the curse part. It's like, now they don't have any reason to.
Yeah, and but the thing is, but like, I don't understand how Sony can't fucking learn when you have outside help. They had Kevin Feige in the MCU. They brought in Spider-Man after this crazy-ass deal. Different story, different time. But they made Spider-Man popular in a cinematic universe that worked. And obviously, they had Tobey Maguire, they had Andrew. They flopped. Because one, they had success in one movie or two. Then they wanted to fucking ruin it with third movie. On both of them, well, you well, know,
Andrew's well, Andrew was the second one,
and they get too greedy and they fuck it up. But whenever you have help from an outside source like the MCU and Kevin Feige, you can see how good of a fucking hero can produce, either like views and money wise.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Feige and the MCU did help Spider-Man. They give him a better. They gave him a fucking trilogy that made sense, right? Mm-hmm. And to top it off. They found a way to fucking bring in Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield and make it one of the biggest movies of all time,
mm-hmm.
right? Could Sony have done that? No. Fuck without no, the MCU, no. And that's just crazy. And the fact that the MCU, Disney, and Kevin Feige, all of them, they were. You can tell why I like this company or this whole part of it better because they were okay with giving y'all all the money.
Mm-hmm.
We just wanted Spider-Man in the MCU. That's all we wanted. We wanted the appearance. Yeah. We wanted him to be there. They're like, you want the money?
Be a part of it.
It sucks. Yeah. But if that's what it takes for him to be in the MCU, okay. And, you know, and Sony wouldn't take that. So they would have been like, no, I want the money and everything else.
I mean, and I wouldn't say, like, if Xbox was like, okay, bring it to Xbox. We'll give you, like, 70% of the earnings or whatever.
I mean,
I think they would be more than willing to do that, or maybe not 70%, but
majority.
Definitely
of
give
though.
Them the majority of the money, but I just can't say that Sony would be like, "Yeah, that's cool."
But it shouldn't be that way, though.
Yeah,
and nowadays, that's what sucks. And are they gonna get better about it? No, I think until a company like Disney, for example, and I'm not saying Disney is all that fair either. They have their issues too, and they have their own problems. So I'm not saying they're on a high horse, but. I mean, if Disney was ever to have the opportunity to have the money to buy Sony, they will. That's the last fucking one on the gauntlet, bitch. That's fucking Sony. I mean, Mickey Mouse over here, like, you know, like, you know, so, I mean, it's crazy how they have such a... They're the Thanos and everybody else is fucking the Avengers and we're fucking losing right
they're
now.
They're the cheese.
We're in Infinity. Oh, yeah, they're the cheese and we're all trying to fucking beat them in the Super Bowl. But yeah, I mean, it sucks that's going to be like that. But going off of like the talks and stuff like that, one more thing that they were talking about was how Xbox and Microsoft could totally just be a whole different thing and they can just all be a digital software producer or supplier and...
just like production and developer. And
so basically, they would want
just
to...
Just work on making games instead of...
They want to make and distribute games to other platforms. Kind of like Steam does with the PCs.
Mm-hmm.
They want Game Pass, like I said, I'm not sure if this is for real or not. They want Game Pass to be in PlayStation, in Nintendo, and they want to be in charge of, like, you know, making the games, distributing the games, supplying, you know, all that stuff. And they're allowing that that source be used by them, and every time a sale is made by Sony or by Nintendo, Xbox will get a cut out of it, or Microsoft, because they're the ones supplying and all that jazz. That would also lead to possibly increasing the price for Game Pass, kind of like I said before. But, you know, like, this will also help Microsoft and Xbox reach other platforms and players. They could also make more money this way, even if it's just a cut. And overall, they get what they want. You know, they want to supply and they got it. The only thing about this, though, is that I feel like maybe Sony or Nintendo would be like, hey, they're kind of getting too much money from this. Or maybe they're doing, maybe they're onto something here and they might pop off and mm-hmm. not. And then they'd be like, never mind, JK, like, we don't want you making any money off of this anymore. Or we just don't want you, period. And then go back to their ways. So there are pros and cons to this as being a digital software producer, supplier, all that jazz. But it's all in the air. And like I said, I don't think that Xbox is gone. I think overall it's going to be okay with how we are. And I think moving forward, I think the talks are going to be just maybe Xbox taking a different path. And what I would like to see, as I mentioned before, is the whole time-limited exclusive thing. Maybe that could be a change to where they actually do that. Where Halo 6 is out for like a year, and then, all right, PlayStation,
you can have it. At least like two or 3 years.
Yeah, be like, you can have it. I mean, like I said, once you get the fame, fortune, all that from them, and it's already dying off, and you need more money, well, hey, Sony, like, here's Chief, you know, let's see what you can do with it. And of course, well, and then at the same time, like, maybe they're going to get most of the money, Microsoft, but I mean, hey, we're allowing you to make money still, but you're using our character, our game. There's just so many different routes like that can happen here, or they can go down.
The only thing, like, I would say is
don't do drugs.
I mean, this is honestly the lowest part of Xbox, their exclusives.
Yeah, make more exclusives, Xbox. Make a Kathy's Kitchen.
Cooking with Kathy.
Never know.
That's the one thing I would say is that.
What?
Swing cricket.
Yeah, your bills due, bitch. You didn't pay your fucking phone bill.
No, it's not due to the end of the month.
I doubt it.
It's like trying to send me a special, whatever. You want to join?
No.
I was going to say, like, yours is probably better.
A little bit. You're using my hotspot, by the way. So, I mean,
well, not here.
No, yeah. But,
So the few exclusives that Xbox does have, they have problems with making them good, I think. And that would be the only thing they're worried about. See, I don't know how the structure works there, if like how much of a say that they have in these developers, and what they need to like build a culture on is like not rushing out these games.
Like Anthem.
Finishing them.
Like Anthem. Anthem had so much fucking potential.
And it was like visually and
beautiful.
Yeah.
Visually very nice. Beautiful. Like, like the way you would like fly and the scenery and even underwater, like the lighting, perfect. Mechanics, okay, you know, that could, the mechanics and the gameplay kind of sucked because it was really repetitive, and but they rushed that shit.
And then it was just like they nothing rushed to do. That shit. Yeah. And then they gave up on it.
Yep.
So that's like one of the most important things is, I mean, Sony for, Ghost of Tsushima.
Ghost of Tsushima.
That's Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, so I was like, Ghost of Tsushima.
Sorry, I rushed it.
Might have been like Xbox.
With it's the games a and. PlayStation exclusive. The one thing that we need to get.
Well, no, I don't know.
But they actually take their time with them. Like, it takes them several years for them to make these games.
Like GTA?
No. Shit, that's way too much fucking time. Well, like, gonna wait like 10 years? Over Jinx. 10 years?
You can't talk. No, I was kidding.
Podcast is over.
Podcast is over, so it's gonna be like just 10 minutes of silence. Be like,
yeah. I mean, they need to. Jinx again. Well, people don't fucking lose their minds. They need to get some more IPs.
IPs, you know what that means? International personal assistant. I don't know.
Or is it something properties?
Isn't it internet properties? Or is it in like iPhone? I was kidding. Anyways, yeah.
I forgot.
I don't know. It's because like when you have a new game, an idea. Even I do this. I'm not Xbox, but even I do this. Where like I have an idea, I'm like, you know, let's go get out real quick. Boom, 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 boom. Then it comes out like shit, like my album. So I mean, it's like you know, you have an idea and you really have to take your time on that. And like even if you rush it, it will have good moments. Don't get me wrong. But as the overall picture, overall album, you know, quote unquote, like it's not going to be a couple
of disasters.
So yeah.
Like that vampire one.
Yeah.
That one was like
Buffy, the vampire slayer.
No, it was like Redfall, some shit like that.
Yeah, but it's so crazy because the concept is so good. Like, you have, like, it's here, it's golden, but then you're like, and you drop the ball, dude. Like, what the hell?
Like the 49ers.
Oh, my God. Like McCaffrey, that won't play. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't worry about Xbox and Microsoft just yet. I just feel like they're going to either change directions or they're going to reboot the Xbox universe. Wow. I don't think
the XCU.
I don't think it's gone. But like I said, hopefully this episode gets out to y'all before the announcement of anything. You never know, we might upload this one a little bit early just to avoid that situation. But I mean, like, people overall, like, I think we should be okay for now. Like I said, we have a new console coming out this year, and what follows a console is like new games, hopefully new exclusives, hopefully Halo 6. I'm still waiting for that. I'm already going to be 30 years old. So I mean, it could be a big thing. Like, it's just this whole announcement of like, hey, boom, we're back. This is our new plan. Kind of like James Gunn, DCU, you know. You never know. Right now, it's either going to suck ass or he might do a good job and rebirth this shit. But I don't know. I think there's still so much potential, and I wouldn't give up on Xbox quite yet. I wouldn't say it's over until they're like, it's done. We're out of here. We're outbought by Sony because they could afford to buy us out and all that stuff. Which I doubt that would be a thing, but I mean, it's not impossible either. But yeah, I mean, any final thoughts on all that Xbox drama with
One thing I forgot to bring up.
All right, that's like enough. I was kidding, imagine it.
About like the physical copies, it was a little bit of like controversy of, you know, people, I forgot who, some company was like, when you like purchase these digital games, you don't own them. You just like,
paying
for the right to play it.
Oh, dude.
And so,
what was that?
That's another thing to worry about. Is like, if we move on over to just digital games and that's it, if we have like a problem with some kind of Netflix shit or whatever, they lose the rights.
Oh my God.
Not going to be on Xbox Market anymore. You pay $60. It's fucking gone. Don't worry. Can't do anything about it.
Or what they can do is someone can hack the system, get the file, put on an empty disc, CD style.
Sell them.
Sell it. All crime, all illegal. I'm just kidding.
GameStop. GameStop Part 2.
I'm surprised GameStop is still open.
Someone's way out.
They should be. No, hear me out. GameStop, if you're listening to me, needs garlic right here. What you should do. GameStop, right?
You need garlic.
You do. But instead of just focusing on games, like, you know, like the whatever, you should change your franchise into an actual GameStop. Different board games.
Like, what do you mean?
Card games. Like, all the make it like.
Well, they've kind of like started moving in that direction.
Anyways. Oh, yeah. Because they took what I said earlier this year that. No, but like, seriously, like, get out of the gaming world or like PS4, all that jazz, and like, legit be a GameStop store. As in, like, hey, stop here to play some games, and then when you like the game, buy it. Oh, wait, that's like Walmart back in the day. No, I was kidding. But I think, yeah, do it like, be a local card shop, for example, but not just with cards, like, not like Yu-Gi-Oh, like, just do everything, every single kind of board game, every single kind of card game, D&D, all that stuff, like, rebrand that shit.
I think their biggest problem is that...
No problems, just do that shit.
Is just the market. Like, if you get a popular game that everybody wants, you have to sell it for more.
Exactly, like $100. I was kidding.
No, that's why people, nobody wants to buy it.
Oh, shit.
But like, Pokemon games, for example, to get like one of the older ones, depending on which one it is, like I just bought Pokemon Platinum. It was like $80, and well, like it, original prices.
Well,
like,
because stuff like that though, and it's, I don't agree with this. Okay, I kind of do. But you're just paying for the nostalgia of it. Like, you're not really paying for the game. Like, yeah, the game was like $20, but the fact it's like a throwback game.
One criticism of Nintendo.
What's up?
Is like, they couldn't make these games.
What do you mean these games?
Like, they can make, like, so they did Crystal, they did
like the remakes, like
the old ones, Red, Yellow, Blue,
right? Like the remakes, kind of.
Yeah, sort of. They just like ported them into the Nintendo DS.
Yeah, I get you.
And it was on the DS market,
right?
But they haven't done like they can't just move them to the Switch.
Like, well, how are they not doing that? Right, they're like working on it right now. Like, why are you rushing them? Taking their time.
They're not
to get this right. Really?
They should
walk in. The owner of Nintendo. Oh no, I was kidding. Imagine.
Really? Because I brought them. I
love. Yeah, I know what you mean though.
But that goes back to that. It's like if you don't own the digital games, and they could just take them away from you, or you know they're not able to. They don't have that partnership anymore,
right?
To sell them.
Mm-hmm.
You can be shell look. And how do they expect you to just pay like the full $60 or $70? Is it like $80 now?
Well, the PayPal and four. Which I recommend. PayPal 4, shop for 4, Klarna.
Shout out PayPal.
PayPal, pay for 4 and 4 is like fucking dope. Different topic, but yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, speaking of PayPal, no, I can't do this. I can't do this. No, sorry. Yeah, you're right. You may continue with your conversation.
Well, that was it.
All right.
Well, that was like, no. There's only thing that, the danger of it, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There's like so many concerns that with all this going on and, you know, I'm hoping for the best. You know, I don't see it going away. Like, there's no way. But I wouldn't be surprised if they did go away, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'm prepared for both scenarios and...
get ready to pay even more money for PlayStation.
Right. Well, we'll see. The thing is, though, like, I think if Xbox was to go away, right, let's just put on the table. It goes away, whatever. I don't think the loyalty will leave. I don't think people will buy the PS4.
Or 5.
Because you know why? No, hear me out. You know why? Because what's the next big thing that people can play on? That's not a console.
Oh, a PC.
A PC, exactly. So if we take away the Xbox, they're going to go to PC. There's plenty of more games anyways on there. And if Xbox does become a digital software supplier... and they happen to go with Steam,
they'll make their own gaming PC.
Exactly. And they could. And that's the thing. Like, me personally, even though it's more money, I find it more reasonable to build a PC or even buy a pre-built PC. I'm not a hardcore gamer, so that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Before I would buy a PS5. And that's one because, and like I said, I know it's more money, but I think that's where the loyalty lies. I feel like people will find other ways to play games that they like comparing instead of going to PS5 or PS6 or whatever's going to come out, or even go to Nintendo, because you never know. That's the thing. So if Sony thinks that they're going to win this war by hopefully letting them, Microsoft, go, I still think it's going to backfire, because $500 for a PS5 compared to like $600 compared to buying and building PC parts that will work better and last longer.
Especially since they were like using shittier parts during the pandemic
and then didn't
lower the price.
So Microsoft, even if you do go, it will be sadly missed. But Sony, you're not getting those Xbox players. You're not getting me anyways. So because I have the Switch too, bitch. I was kidding. I have that Pokemon Emerald and Diamond. I mean, Diamond and Pearl. So whatever.
Brilliant Diamond.
But yeah, that's going to be it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed what we had to say and talk about, not only about the Niners and Chiefs game, but also this whole Xbox conspiracy, I guess. But before we go, we're going to end the episode with the song of the week, and it's going to be Commas by Ira Starr. Hope you enjoy this episode, and I hope you enjoy life. Okay, enjoy it. Treat yourself.
Keep gaming.
Yeah, keep gaming with Xbox. Show the support. Show the love. Because we are doing a collab Xbox. I'm just going to get these garlic Xbox. And
with the last bit of money before they close.
Yeah, we had like $10 in there. But it's okay. But yeah, don't forget to like and subscribe. And we'll talk to you guys later. So deuces.